Luke Humphreys has been calling the action at Mildura for Cup Week. It's the big night tonight, Mildura Pacing Cup night, and he joins us now. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Gareth.
Looking forward to it. It was an entertaining night last night. The Trotters Cup was interesting.
Yeah, it was. There was action right from the start, and Well Defined was somehow able to come off that mammoth penalty of 40 metres and still able to get up. What a horse he's been throughout the country cups this season. But that was a good atmosphere. Good night, and we back up tonight. And, of course, the atmosphere should only be even better for the Cup, which comes up at 9 o'clock in a fantastic support program.
So you got Major Meister in the Cup at $9, Silent Major at $5, MacDown at $3, Like a Wildfire at $3.40 somewhere, Secret at $9, and Malcolm's Rhythm's had good support now into $9. How do you assess this year's Cup, Luke?
Yeah, look, I think they are the six. I think Sonny Weaver's the other horse that's got to be given a significant chance. I think from a quaddy perspective, you've probably got to put all of those in, maybe with the exception of Somewhere Secret, but that's probably a bit disrespectful to him. But I suppose a lot of these have proven that to be able to beat him in the past, and saying that he's always around the mark. Look, I thought Major Meister actually did a pretty good job to qualify the other night. Nothing went right at all. And he was actually finishing the race off a bit better than what it looked. And he actually did a pretty good job to qualify because he was everywhere in the run. He was first right through to last. He's obviously going to get crossed from the draw because he did the other night. But if they go hard, which I think they should, and he can have an economical run on the fence, which he should, and if he can get off the fence at the right place, right time, which if the place is on, which I think it will be, you never know, he might just be able to come over the top at the right place, right time. But, I mean, there's plenty of different scenarios. I haven't put Mark down in my top four just because he's obviously got a tough draw, and I just want to see him earn it, which I think he is going to have to tonight. But, there's plenty of different scenarios and plenty of chances, and it looks a great race on paper, and hopefully it turns out to be just that.
All right, then, your best bets on a quaddy then, please.
Yeah, so best bet comes up in the third race, which is at 6:34 p.m. And that is number 2, Miss Blue Glory. So race 3, number 2, My Best. She's an Ethan's favourite, $2 tap fix. Odds flip at the coins. Come in from 2:25 to take favouritism away from Hayden Bromack. Has been in the country now for, well, probably a year. Former New Zealander Adam Kelly prepares. Has had the 2 stars his preparation. Things just haven't gone quite right at Ballarat Kilmore. Never got a crack at them at Ballarat in a pretty strong race, and then came off a slow tempo, went down the outside for a 5th-place finish in a field of 9 at Kilmore, but was only beat 4.5 metres. Good draw here. She has got the second favourite outside of her, Hayden Bromack, so the run of the first turn will be interesting, but I thought this was a good race for her. Down in grade just a bit here, and Miss Blue Glory, I think, will win this. In fact, from a ratings perspective, it's stronger than the Kilmore race, but easier than Ballarat. We're saying that coming up at the Sunrise, she should prove hard to beat. And then the value, well, there's the one we've tipped at massive odds in, effectively the Cup Consolation, the Cup Night Free For. Race 5, number 7, Calonia Terra. Now, he was the emergency for the Cup, and for the Cup, he was 125-1. Now, somehow, he blew out to 100-1 to win this Cup Night Free For, effectively the Consolation, but he was 125-1 to win the Cup as an emergency. So how he could be 100-1 to win effectively the Consolation is, yeah, I just makes no sense at all. But he went round in the heats, obviously, for the Cup on Tuesday. He ran 6th in the heat won by Silent Major, that brutally run heat, and he was pretty good in that heat. He had a nice run on the fence and did pretty well. And look, he's probably a horse that always is around the mark, maybe without quite winning, that sort of says, back me next start. I mean, you look at the run 2 starts ago, and he didn't have much luck, but I thought it was his sort of race to try and get a bit of confidence up before the carnival. So, yeah, look, he's maybe more of a place proposition than the win, but the way he went in the heat, considering the price, and he's the emergency for the Cup, nice economical draw inside the second line. I cannot believe he blew out to 100-1, and I've actually tipped him to win. So if he can actually get up, I've had a few dollars each way on him. If he can actually get up, there's a chance I might not be calling the Mildura Cup, to be honest. I probably will, but I'll be pretty excited if he gets up. So best is race 3, number 2. Values, race 5, number 7. Quaddy, races 5, 6, 7, 8. So the Cup Night Free for the first leg. 1, 7, 8, 9, Monjana, Calonia Terra, Zadarka, Kanina Provlima. Second leg, which is the Tenderprint Australia Cup Final, always a very good horses race, listed event. Gone with 2, Do It Son, massive in the heat, but he's going to have Carla's Mark directly behind him. 2 and 7, the second leg. Third leg is the fast race on the card, Take Away the Features. 2, 4, 6, 8, 2 the High Roller, 4 Guilty Hanover, 6 Vanity Bay, 8 Here He Comes, they're the 4 favourites, 2, 4, 6, 8. And in the cup, 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 10, 1 Major Meister, 3 Silent Major, 4 Sunny Weaver, 7 Mark Dan, 8 Like a Wildfire, and 10 Malcolm's Rhythm. That's 1, 7, 8, 9 the first leg, 2 and 7 the second leg, 2, 4, 6, 8 the third leg, 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 10 the fourth leg. So there's the preview, Gareth, of what will be a fantastic night, Tasco Mildura Cup night for 2021.
Good luck, Luke. Thanks for that.